Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren. Sorry, I was frogging my throat this morning.
Good morning, everyone. You okay? You okay there?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel
what
like
was that?
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I'm getting sick. I don't know. I mean, it's just I was a bit
post diva sweet letdown.
Yeah. We're going to have a recap of our night in the city because we didn't share the other stuff that went on after we...
Yeah, we gave you the pregame. We didn't give you postgame.
Yeah, so just to recap, the folks at the Carlton Hotel in New York City were nice enough to give us the opportunity to stay at their hotel Saturday night. And when we arrived, they upgraded us to the Diva Suite. And it was... pretty amazing.
It was amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
One of the nicest hotel rooms I think I've ever seen. Seriously.
Yeah, it really was beautiful. And so we had a really nice time before we went out. We actually had dinner at the hotel, and the food was delicious. It was their restaurant at the hotel has a Michelin-starred chef. He has like two Michelin stars. I'm looking up the name of the hotel.
The waiter was great. I mean, for whatever reason, as soon as we got in, offered us free drinks. Didn't know who I was
unless they had like
We didn't make reservations. We just walked in. They had no idea.
Right.
They just said, interested in a drink, and it was on the house. No reason.
It was great.
Still came out to be pretty.
It's a Manhattan restaurant, but it's a really nice French restaurant.
Exactly. Walk away feeling like you got a very nice dinner. It was expensive, but justified.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. And they have what they're running right now is this honeymoon in Vegas package. And so I guess it's one night, staying in a room, tickets to your choice of two Broadway hits from over 30 plays and musicals playing on or off Broadway, and a $100 dining gift card, all part of the package. That's pretty nice. So they comped our room, and we got complimentary tickets to see Honeymoon in Vegas.
Before we actually started to watch the show, Beth had a little incident as she was trying to get to her seat, right? We talked to everybody about your celebrity sighting.
It was pretty awesome. It was like an episode of either Curb Your Enthusiasm or Seinfeld because we got to the theater. We only had 10 minutes to spare, and it was a very small theater. And I am about to go into our row, and I look and I see Jason Alexander, and he's in our row, or he's in his row. And
hopefully most of you know who Jason Alexander is.
Yes, he was George Costanza from Seinfeld. So it was so exciting to see him anyway, but I had to, the row was so narrow that everyone literally had to walk out of the row in order to let me in because we were smack in the middle.
Now, it's customary for me, as I do before I go to any show or movie or whatever, I usually go to the bathroom before the show begins because, as I said before, I have a pretty weak bladder. So I don't like to get up in the middle to go, so I try to go to the beginning. And before I even get to my seat, Beth texts me for whatever reason. I didn't see the text until I got back to the seat. But what does the text say? Basically, I said,
make sure you go around the other side. I don't want you to disturb.
She basically told me, instead of coming in on one side of the row, make sure when I was coming back to her seat, to come on the other side, because she didn't want me to have to cross over Jason Alexander.
Well, because he made a comment to me, and he was like, sure, 10 minutes before the show, we got to stand up. Like, he was, you know, he said it to be funny, but it was sort of like,
He doesn't know how not to be funny.
Exactly. It's like he could open his mouth and I would laugh. So it was awesome that he was, like, literally right in the row. And then off to the side was George Takei from Star Trek.
Yeah, although you...
Zulu or something. That's because somebody in front of me had said that, but it was George Takei, so that was another one.
He looks a lot different than that, what I recall seeing all that stuff that he sends on. He's a big Facebook guy, right?
Yeah, he's big on the internet.
He sends a lot of messages, social stuff, social agenda issues without him.
Yes. So then we saw the show. It was really cute, and who knew that Tony Danza could tap dance?
No, I did. Seriously, the entire year.
He can tap it.
Tony Danza was a in a few TV shows that I used to like. Who's the Boss? Who's just light?
Yes.
Alyssa Milano?
Yes.
Who else? Anyone else from that show?
Catherine Hellman.
Oh, Catherine Hellman, that's right. And before he was in that, what show was
it? Taxi.
Taxi. Now.
That's classic.
For, yeah, exactly. So for my son who always wants to know about classic movies, whether or not song is classic, television show Taxi is a classic show. I'm surprised that I haven't gotten a chance to watch that show. We should that's something I'm going to spend some time with my son going on YouTube or whatever, Netflix. It is a good show, so that's all there is to it. That used to be a great show, Taxi. Although 20 minutes apart, it was okay. It wasn't great. All the other characters, Christopher Lloyd, Jeff Hirsch,
yes, it was.
Louis.
But anyway.
Danny DeVito at his finest. But yes, I'm sorry, I'm digressing.
You're digressing, but the show itself is very cute. And what I like about that theater is that it's so small that any seat in the house is a good seat. So,
the production company makes its money back after one show.
Right, exactly. That's what I said. That's my, as my one-time investor experience tells me, you always ask for the size of the theater. If the theater is small, you stand a chance to get your money back sooner. So,
unlike some other productions, probably the bigger size.
Yes, my other suggestion is don't invest in a show that's in the Palace Theater unless you think that it's going to be
right.
Like a slam dunk.
Right.
So every time we go to Broadway, it always comes back to that. But we were sitting in the theater and we sat down and I said, "You see this theater?" I bet you they made their money back in a week.
Anybody's like, "Well, what the heck are we talking about?" That we won't mention the show. You can go back to other podcasts and find out because I think you mentioned it. But Beth decided to invest in a Broadway show a while back. Didn't work out too well, but that's okay.
We are still recouping some money, and we're almost whole. So it wasn't, it's just almost a little bit of a loss, not a huge loss, but it was still very, it was depressing because it was something that I thought would be making money for the family and not being something that would lose us money. But these things happen.
Live and learn.
Live and learn. You learn from your mistakes.
But the other part about the night on Saturday.
With the weather.
We weren't able to get so much for the cab driver, by the way. Took us from the hotel to the theater because we were asking, it's going to be pretty easy for us to get a cab after the show.
Oh, sure.
Off. Yeah, not a problem at all. You can go to 7th Avenue, there's plenty of cabs around at that time. Not then, not there.
Because there were hundreds of people coming out of all their shows, and it was slushy and
icy and
gross.
We did something that we haven't done in a very long time. We took the New York City subway system.
No, that you haven't done.
That I haven't done in a very long time.
Yeah.
Took the New York City subway system.
Darren was like, I think you were amazed. You were like, how do you know all this stuff? Because I was just like, follow me, this way, that way.
Yeah, I mean, if I could have taken best knowledge of the train system and planted it on some other person's body that was able to walk a little bit faster through the streets than me instead of pulling me back each time, and she's like, go ahead, you walk fast, I can't walk any faster. It would have been a great combination. Yeah, you are very knowledgeable about all that.
Well, I would have walked faster if I were wearing the appropriate shoes. I was wearing my nice boots.
I felt like you were going to pull me down.
Well, I was wearing my very nice boots in the slushy snow and none of the streets were cleaned up, so unfortunately, I was slower than I thought because I didn't bring my winter boots with me to the theater, which was not a good idea. All like slush and disgusting, and so we wound up. Just so you know, if you happen to be staying at a hotel that's not right near the theater district, and the thing is with this particular hotel, on a nice night, we could have walked there. It would have been lovely. It would have been a very nice walk. And it's also right near the subway. So what we did was the theater was on 41st and Broadway, and I saw that the Enter the R train was right there on the corner. So we hopped in, and Darren was saying to me, "Where are you going?" He like didn't understand. Like he's like, "How do you know this so well?" And I said, "I just know this station really well." And I said, we got on the N and R, or the N or the R, whichever one, And the funny thing was, like, before we got on...
I think your boyfriend picked you out. Yeah. Your train.
No. But the funny thing was, there was a kid on the platform, and all these tourists kept on asking him questions. Oh, I need to get to the Izod Center. I need to get here.
The kid was trying to read a book.
Yeah, he was reading a book on a subway platform, like he was whatever. And he was old school. He wasn't reading an electronic book. He was reading a book. And so all these tourists were asking him questions. And I kept on wanting to say to the people, listen, do you have an iPhone? Just download the Hopstop app and type in where you want to go, and it'll tell you where you want to go. Like, don't ask a kid with a book, because...
Those people right then and there, you wanted to tell them...
I wanted to tell them to get the Hopstop app.
And to leave the kid alone.
Well, I mean, because you're not always going to be able to rely on a kid, and how do you know that the kid tells you the right information? I was a little bit skeptical of information he was giving people.
Really?
He told some other couple to, like, go up to take the 1 or the 9 train because they wanted to get down to, like, I don't know, not 34th Street, but someplace else, and they could have been on the train that we were at. He was like, no, you need this other train, and I'm like...
Do you think he was just wrong information or purposely misleading?
No, he might have been wrong. But it was funny because I almost wanted to have a subway duel with him. I wanted to sit there and say, listen, right, I will match your wit. I will go toe-to-toe with you. You tell me where you need to go, and I will tell you which way, how to do it.
I'm not sure if you would have won that battle.
I don't know. I don't know. I was pretty
confident.
Yeah, but then I would rely on my hot stop. Like, if I would go to, like, okay, I would be like, who wants to be a millionaire? Okay, can I phone a friend? And I'd be like, do-do-do-do-do, and you do this. Because I've done that. I usually use Hopstop when I go down to the village or, like, anywhere downtown. That's where everything gets completely confusing. So I always...
It's great to have the knowledge stored and actually in your head.
Yeah, but the knowledge is stored in my head from 14th Street all the way up. The minute that I go below 14th Street, then it becomes a bit confusing. So that's where... it gets a bit tricky, because the other problem, too, is that in certain places, like if you go to the West Village, the train's not that close to the West Village. You have to walk 10 minutes to get to wherever it is you need to go. But anyway, so we took the N or the R train, one or the other, and and then we just had to walk to the hotel. So it really wasn't. It went to 28th Street, and the hotel was on 28th and Madison. So it was very easy to get to.
The subway service was slower than I thought it would.
Well, that's because we were waiting for the train, that's all.
It's also because of the Blasio. I'm sorry, I'm going to try to give like a little knock on the Blasio each time, okay? That's my new mission.
The streets are not as clean as I would hope.
Terrible.
But I can tell you, but I'll be going into the city more often starting next week, so I will let you know if that, in fact, changes, if I notice that things are a bit different.
That's why you should care about who the mayor is in New York City, even if you don't live there.
Of course.
Right? I mean, no, people sort of lose sight of it. Oh, you know, I don't really live there. It's not as big as it.
Well, what I was concerned about was just the driving conditions. I understand you can't clean the sidewalks. That's how you take a little bit longer. But the streets themselves were really icy and slushy. And with so many pedestrians, people really could have gotten hurt. And then there was, like, a guy riding a bicycle. I mean, he rides a bicycle.
Who was riding a bike?
I don't know. That was not a smart person. But
not.
Yeah.
But... one thing I was psyched about is that kids were really good. They took care of everything they were supposed to take care of. They were very responsible, at least everything that we are aware of to this point. No incidents to report. All the things of the list of things that we told them that needed to get done got done. Our daughter was I have to say was terrific. I think she went out of her way to tell me many times, got this done. I think she's like sort of pushing for us to do this more often, where we, or go away just the two of us for a night somewhere, so that she has the house.
The house to herself?
With her brother.
Yeah.
Even our son liked it. He's like, "Is you guys gonna do that again?"
Really?
Yeah.
And here I was all working.
No, he was actually pretty psyched about it. I mean, it's great, really. Thanks a lot for missing it. Oh, I think that it was kind of fun too. Didn't watch movies on the computer and some other stuff. That's something he could do anyway, but I think he liked it. It was something
cool about being
something about rebellious, I guess, about being
they're getting older.
Right, exactly. And our dog kept him company, was a great watchdog while we were gone. And then we came back yesterday morning to
No, and
terrible terrible weather. By the way, I am in the market now for a new back. I am in the market for a new back. So if anybody has a new back that they're looking to sell that's in pretty good condition, I am a buyer of a new back. I'm looking for the entire set, okay? Lower, upper, anything that you want to sell.
I'm telling you. Are you taking the Aleve?
Because I was told, and rightfully so, that my hard driveway is shambles from prior snowstorm. So yesterday, given how warm it was going to be, and I think it got put to the temperature that they predicted in the 40s, I was out there shoveling from past snowstorms, getting rid of ice and stuff, and I think I was out there for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, you were out there a really long time.
And then my son came out and started helping too, and he did a great job. Started taking, using his pick and started
chiseling the ice.
So we got a lot of it clear, although my friend Alan did pass by.
He still gave us a sailing grade?
And he Yeah, he texted me, so if it stands by your house, you get a D in shoveling.
Seriously?
And then I texted him back, and I said that you get an F.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I said to him. You get an F, because you know what? On his word yesterday, I decided to take our son, but I took him to Walmart in because he was telling me about how incredible deals are, which I know, obviously, Walmart is low prices. But, the way he's saying, go and, get what you need to go, and you're out of there. Listen, I texted him back yesterday afterwards. I said, I don't care now if they're giving away the stuff for free. I will never step foot inside that store again. Now, I don't want to say I'm never going to step foot inside a Walmart again. That's probably not
fair.
Yeah,
in certain places it's
probably
nice. Yeah.
And it's probably not realistic to say that. I'm sure I'll go in there again. But, it was just terrible.
Because you don't like crowds and you don't like to be hassled.
It was a crowd from the moment that the car entered into the municipal parking lot.
Yeah, no,
Going around trying to find a spot. It was slush. It was puddles everywhere. Slush. I mean, just jamming your car in between the space. We spent about 7 to 10 minutes looking for a parking spot, which is a long time. 7 to 10 minutes looking for a parking spot is a long time.
You could have gone directly across the street to Target. Park indoors, stroll on in.
Beth did tell me a couple of times, why don't you just go to Kohl's? Why don't you just go to Kohl's? And Alan said, you should go here because they've got some great deals then.
Yeah.
You usually got some very good advice.
All I can say for our son, all costs like $150. He gets so much stuff, and the aisles are wide.
Yeah.
There's a big parking lot outside.
Yeah.
There are so many, reasons. And the thing is that in Kohl's, they're also not selling grocery items. They're selling, department store-type items, but less money. And you don't feel like you're being ripped off. So and for kids, it's a good buy, especially since Dylan has grown so much. Our son said his name.
It took a while for you to
Okay, but even though he's grown so much, that's the big thing. You don't want to be spending a ton of money on pants because every time you turn around, it's crazy. They're not even high waters, they're knickers. He grew again. I think he's 5'7" right now.
He might be, yeah.
I think he is.
He's very tall, and he's growing at something in his face. So it doesn't make sense for us to really buy expensive clothing because he's going to just outgrow it right away.
Right.
Speaking of which,
we need to get him a suit for his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, that's something that...
That's something we can't cheap out at Walmart on.
Walmart, I did not see any... Yeah,
oh,
bar
my
mitzvah.
God. It would have been a polyester. That would have been horrible.
But that store was... I was traumatized for about 35 minutes after leaving that store.
Pretty funny.
But we did get a nice garbage can.
Yes, you did. If you want to get a great garbage can, I would highly recommend Walmart.
Got a nice looking garbage can. We had to throw out our other garbage can
because it was pretty
run down. So we threw that one out, got a new one. So that was the highlight of my shopping there.
And then we watched the Oscars. Or I watched the Oscars, and it was
I don't know why I allowed myself to come back into the room I start off saying I'm not watching any of this. I took some newspapers, went into the other room, and I found myself, because the family was back in the other room watching the Oscars. Okay, I'll come in and I'll join the family and I'll sit through this and relax and try to read the papers as I'm watching it. Man, that was terrible. I don't know if it was because of Neil Patrick Harris. I don't know if it was
bad joke writing. It was insulting bad joke writing. Then it was
some incident they said Patrick Harris, woman. I'm not sure what the woman's name was, but she lost her son from suicide.
What?
It was a woman who came up.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was that she got an award for, only was up there for, but she basically lost her son Beach, and then I guess afterwards she got off stage, Neil Patrick Harris made some comment, joke, reference to her dress, and all over her about that it was a very ill-timed joke on her part. I don't know, maybe I didn't catch it when it happened.
He might not have heard her, what she said.
It was just right next to her.
Oh, he was
there
for her? Yeah. Oh, then
no.
I was out cold at that point. I couldn't take it anymore. I usually say, we watched my son and I watched the Golden Globes, the entire Golden Globes, and from the beginning to the end, and it was really good because it was Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. And I think that the best award shows are the ones that are hosted by comedians because they get it. And I mean, Neil Patrick Harris is good. He's an actor. He's not a comedian. He's funny. I mean, he's trying to deliver jokes and everything. But it's not like I look at him and I'm all excited to see him do something that's hilarious. I mean, the best Oscars have always been like Ellen, Billy Crystal, McFarlane? Right.
Yeah.
The one who was 10.
Well, I thought
he
was great,
was so
but he was
funny.
He was very offensive, right?
Yeah. And then our daughter played it back last night. I saw your boobs. Like, he got all talk about you. Right. It was like every movie. That was a good one. But yeah, so then...
That was a good one.
But even in terms of everything that won, you know, what was American Sniper really
didn't
win anything, which was really surprising. Birdman, which we haven't seen.
I want to see Birdman.
I want to see
I want to know why.
I know. Because it's on those bleeding heart liberal actors?
I think I do. I think because there's some controversy about how they profile, you know, how they take the Chris Kyle's life, glorify what he's doing, and then, you know, the whole Michael Moore stuff, and there are people out there that don't look at Chris Kyle as anything but a hero.
I know. Yeah, right? Well, they get the last laugh. They're the ones who made $300 million. So, I guess you don't necessarily need an award to tell you that.
No.
It was kind of... I still want to see Still Alice. I'm dying to see that movie.
Julianne Moore is my favorite.
Yeah, so we should see that movie. Our daughter would like to see it too, so maybe we can go
and
see it.
Who got Best Actor? The guy from The Theory of Everything?
Yeah, we saw that. Eddie Redmayne.
We saw that.
Eddie Redmayne. He was great. He was great.
Best Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette, right?
Yes, from Boyhood, and we saw that movie too.
I have not seen that.
Okay, that was very good.
I want to see this movie, Whiplash, looks pretty good.
Yeah.
With J.K. Simmons, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know why I never even heard of it before.
Well, because it's one of those small independent films, and then now it was released, the theater's re-released because it got all this Oscar buzz. But and then Selma's, the song Glory, won for Best Song, and then Big Hero 6 for animated film, but we really haven't. We're kind of out of the animated film category now. We don't really pay attention to that anymore.
Although, if Ellen DeGeneres ever decided to do a character in something like Nemo.
Right, we'll see Finding Nemo again.
I thought she is.
She is making a new Nemo.
Oh, okay.
She is doing that. And it was kind of weird that the Lego movie didn't get nominated. That was also slighted.
That was 2014.
Really weird.
Isn't that the song? Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Yeah, that was there. That's their song. And then supposedly there was a scene that then John Travolta came out with Idina Menzel and they kind of made amends and she butchered his name on purpose and then they announced the song of the year. So that was another element. But there was one of the times Neil Patrick Harris came out in his underwear, and like, what was that all about? And then before the show, they did all this, they ABC did a whole thing with Robin Roberts and Lara Spencer on like the red carpet. And the most awkward red carpet moment was Melanie Griffith and her daughter, Dakota Johnson, because Melanie Griffith had said she's not going to see her daughter in 50 Shades of Grey. She just doesn't feel that she needs to see it. And her daughter's like, you can see it. You can totally see it. Like, they were having an argument on air.
Really?
Yeah. And I just...
So you see that she's disgusted by her daughter doing that?
No, I don't know. But all I can say is that every interview that I've seen Dakota Johnson in, I just don't like her. She's got no personality. It's like, you know what the funny thing is? It's the same thing as the one from Twilight. Kristen, what's her name?
Stewart.
They've got that same blank, like, I have no personality. I can ask. Do you want me to answer a question now? Because, like, if you don't give me lines, then I'm not going to really give you anything you want to hear. And I may sound kind of pissed off because you're really annoying me. And that's exactly how they sound. And I'm like, Melanie Griffith was one of my favorite actresses. I loved her in Working Girl.
Oh my God,
get your bony ass out of my sight. Best line ever. I tried to show the kids while we were watching this debacle on camera where her daughter was, like, getting mad at her mother. And I'm like, look at Melanie Griffith. She was so great.
And Melanie Griffith's mom was?
Tippi Hedren.
In the movie.
The Bird.
Yes.
Alfred Hitchcock. I mean, it's obviously they come from a family with a lot of acting chops here, and, you know, I kind of wanted to see this nice, energetic, endearing young girl, but she's just like a, I don't know, Mom, you should see the movie. I mean, really, you're sure I had sex in 15 rooms, but you should see the movie, it's totally fine. Like, if I were the mother, I'd be like, I so don't want to be in see the movie, and you know what, I'm kind of annoyed you did the movie.
I didn't see that exchange between the two of them, but it certainly sounds like she's been
running. Oh, she was, like, really... And then the other thing, too, is that she's had...
Don Johnson.
Yeah, and then also she had... Melanie Griffith had a lot of plastic surgery. Like, she looked very stiff. Very stiff. And you know what? She was so pretty, and she went through weight issues. She went up and down. But, like, you look at someone like her, and then you look at Patricia Arquette, who's younger, but she's aging gracefully. Like, she's letting it go. She's not, like, you know, Botoxing up. And I think Melanie did a little bit too much on the plastic surgery. And I really, you know, like I said, when I was my very first job out of college, I had seen that movie. I love that movie. And I had a boss like that who, like, literally looked like Sigourney Weaver. So it was just sort of like...
Probably Sigourney Weaver's probably the better actress.
Of course she's the better actress. But it's Harrison Ford, Melanie Griffith, and Sigourney Weaver. And if you've never seen Working Girl, then I say this weekend you view.
Wait, wasn't Joan Cusack?
Yes, Joan Cusack. Yes, she was terrific too. She played her sister from Staten Island.
Yeah,
it was a great. I mean, I guess that it hit home. Anyway, so sorry.
It's not great. It was good.
It was one of my favorites.
Okay.
One of my favorites. So anyway, but I know you have to take our son to school. It's getting late.
Yes.
I wanted to thank everyone today for stopping by.
All right. Stay classy.